was you heard about the three mothers who were bragging about their grown sons. When the first one said, "You wouldn't believe my boy. For my birthday, he rented out the swanky restaurant and gave me a surprise party." Second mom says, "Ah, that was nothing. For Mother's Day last year, my son sent me on all expenses paid cruise to the Greek islands." Third mother said, "Ah, my son, for the last 3 years, has paid a psychiatrist $150 an hour, twice a week, just to talk to him about me." But seriously, Mother's Day is the third most celebrated holiday in all the world, just behind Christmas and Easter. And you gotta believe it's because it flows out of one of those commandments that God had Charlton Heston, Moses, carry down by him. As Exodus 20:12 says, "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Now that's a command that comes with a promise, but everybody understands that that promise was for the Israelites to live in the land that God had promised them that they were later exiled from. Adding to the claim that some make that this command, well, it's just part of the responsibilities, part of the Old Testament law that on the other side of the cross, grace has freed us from. Except that Paul repeated this command in the New Testament, in Ephesians chapter 6. He repeats it. And he says, in effect, that God still expects believers to honor their parents in the light of the gospel, in the light of Jesus' death, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven. We're to treat them with honor. Of course, there's always some who say they honor their parents, but their words speak otherwise, right? It's kind of like that passage back in Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 13, where God accuses the people of just paying him lip service. He says, "These people come near to me with their mouths, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." And it all raises the question of what does it mean to honor our parents? And because it's Mother's Day, we're going to talk about this in terms of what does it mean to honor mom? Because when you talk to those who work in nursing homes, and they can tell you the number of adult children who think honoring mom, well, that it takes nothing more than an occasional phone call, I should say an infrequent phone call, and flowers on special days, then it tells us that a lot of people just don't understand what it means to honor mom. Or they don't take God seriously. Or they think this commandment is just for kids. Leading us to consider how we might honor mom in all the different stages of our lives and hers. And that's a discussion we want to begin with, an understanding of what does it mean to honor someone. In the Greek, honor is the word tibeo. And it means that to value a person, to fix the value. Never a thing, but it's always to value a person. In the sense of valuing, prizing, even revering a person. And that's a meaning that's added to the author of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4. In talking about the honor of being called to be the high priest, where he says, "No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God, just as Aaron was." Since all this implies that no one can honor himself, though people certainly try, don't they? No, for honor to be honor, it has to be one person giving honor to another. Oh, it may look like somebody is honoring a thing at times, like in Scripture, when Moses takes off his sandals, the burning bush, his ground is holy. But his honor isn't for the ground. His honor is for the God whose presence makes the ground holy. And of course, the position a person holds may cause us to give that person honor. Like, regardless of your political party, we should honor whoever the person is that's president, just because of the position he or she holds, right? doesn't mean you have to agree with that person's policies, but you're just honoring the person's position. As 1 Peter 2:17 says, to show respect, proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers, fear God, and honor the king. And as Paul also went on to say, honor one another above yourselves. In Romans 12:10, it shows honor can also entail showing preference to one person over another, but not due to favoritism. It's always due to some attribute like age or achievement. Like how Dunkin' Donuts honors senior citizens with a special discount. Like how we're going to honor the ladies who are here today with a special gift as they leave. Like how we always honor graduating students in the springtime in the hopes that we'll spur others on to complete their educations, right? I mean, at times, not to show that kind of preference, not to show people honor because of their achievement, can be dishonoring, right? Which brings us back to what honoring mom means. And again, we said at different stages of our lives and hers. So beginning with kids, the idea is that honoring parents means obedience. We get this from Ephesians chapter 6. There at the beginning, as Paul proceeded his call to honor parents by saying, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Implying that when mom says, pick up your toys, and her little rug rat does, without being, you know, physically threatened with death, because that wouldn't be dishonoring, I mean honoring, if you have to threaten your little rug rat to do something, right? But if the child does, in part, maybe it's out of respect for mom's authority, in part, maybe it's out of appreciation for all she's done for him. And ideally, hopefully, it's out of love, a kind of love and respect that the child won't show to others and doesn't have for others who might tell him to pick things up like a babysitter. Now note, Paul qualified, though, this command by saying, you obey in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord. Because while part of honoring mom for a child would be to have the sense that when mom tells you to do something, it's because she knows what's best. Like when mom tells you to go to bed at night, it's because she knows that you're not going to do well in school the next day if you're tired. But at the same time, Paul knew some parents fall short of being saints. And so just as he wrote in Romans chapter 13, the first 5 verses, while we're to obey the authorities, it's never when the authorities give you a command that opposes God's law. So Paul would agree that a child should disobey any order, any instruction a parent gives that is morally or ethically disobedient to God. Like in Acts chapter 5, Jesus sent an angel to free the apostles from jail. They'd been jailed for preaching about him. And the angel instructed them, he said, go stand in the temple courts and tell the people the full message of this new life. And it was a ministry they got hauled in and arrested for again, where the high priest scolds them. Verses 28 and 29, he says, we gave you strict orders not to teach in Jesus' name. And the apostles refused to obey. As they replied, we must obey God rather than men. So if you're a young person, and we're all young at heart, right? But if a young person thinks, you know, my mom said be home at 11, but I think God would be okay with me staying out until midnight, that child would be sadly mistaken and can expect to be grounded. Because to disobey a parent's order, if you will, instruction, really needs to be on the measure of being told to steal something or to hurt somebody. Okay? And then to disobey it, actually be honoring mom, in the sense, because it would keep her out of trouble for having told the child to do something wrong. But let's move on. What does honoring mom look like as you grow older, as you get out from, you know, under your mom's authority, you're out living on your own, especially when your circumstance is you get married? Mark 10:7 says, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. Well, that teaches that the new marriage relationship is the relationship that takes priority. Okay? But that still doesn't release you from honoring mom. Instead, it says the form of your honor has to change. And this is something we get from Proverbs chapter 23, verses 24 and 25, where Solomon said, the father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice. In other words, how you live your life as an adult reflects on your parents. And when you live righteously, when you strive to follow Jesus, that's how you honor mom. That's how you honor mom. And this brings us back to the promise that comes with this command. Remember we said in the Old Testament it was for the Israelites, for the promised land, that they're going to live long in the land, but they were later exiled from it. Well, here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 3, Paul modifies that promise. And he says it's so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Well, if you did a search of Scripture, you'd find that's the same promise that God gave through Moses back in Deuteronomy chapter 6. The first few verses, Moses told the people, these are the commands, these are the decrees, the laws that God, Lord your God, directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commandments that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Long life, not literally in years, but the expression is understood to mean a rewarding life, a full life, an abundant life, if you will. But why does following the whole law, why does honoring parents share the same promise? Well, reading on, Moses says in the next verses, because parents are the ones who are given the responsibility of teaching their children the laws of God, the ways of God, raising them to know God. This verse 6 and 7 says, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Meaning, adults, you honor mom when you live according to the ways of the Lord that she taught you while you were growing up. That's how you honor mom. A truth that on the flip side says, for those of you that still have young children, that you should be teaching them the ways of the Lord. So, as they grow up, they can honor you, and they'll know how by keeping the ways of the Lord. Because if you don't teach them, you could make the case, they won't know how to do that. They won't know how to honor you, and more if you haven't taught them. Well, they're going to start making bad choices. They're going to suffer hardship in life. And they may even live lives that run counter to God's laws. And that certainly won't be honoring to you. But of course, teaching children the ways of the Lord includes the kind of example you set for them as they are growing up. Meaning, if you don't honor your parents, if they don't see you doing that, if they don't see you treating your aging parents as a blessing rather than as a burden that you have to put up with, then that's the kind of honor you can expect when they grow up and you reach the winter of your years. Some will remember Harry Chapin's song, The Cats in the Cradle. Now I know it deals with the father, but it's applicable to moms. It tells of a dad who doesn't spend a lot of time with his son because there's planes to catch and bills to pay. So the little boy loved his dad. He would say, I'm going to be like you, Dad. I'm going to be like you. Reflective of how most kids love and look up to their parents, how they emulate them. They want to be like them. And as they grow, how they live reflects how their parents have lived. Anyway, by the end of the song, the father realizes, even though he didn't take the pen, to teach his son all the things that he intended to teach them. He really was teaching his son, even though it wasn't things that he really intended to teach him. As the song ends with the dad saying, "I've long since retired and my son has moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time. You see, my job's a real hassle. The kids got the flu, but it's sure been nice talking to you, Dad. It's sure been nice talking to you." And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. Parents, knowing that Scripture teaches you reap what you sow, what kind of example have you given to your children? Now, in the same light, I should mention that this is a general promise, just like Proverbs 22, verse 6, which says, if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he is old, he will not turn from it. Now, I mention this because everyone knows parents who have done their best, who have done all they could to raise their children according to the ways of the Lord. And yet, the way their children grow up, well, you've heard the expression, breaking bad. It just happens. But here's the thing. Those who do their best, who really strive to raise their kids according to the ways of the Lord, are much more apt to have kids who grow up to live righteously and honor them with the way that they are living. Now, moving on. But when we get older, how do you show mom honor as she enters into the winter of her years? The answer is caregiving. But listen to what Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 3 to 4, and we're going to skip down to verse 8. About family responsibilities, he said, give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. You've got to agree, those are pretty strong words. Pretty strong words. Suggesting the responsibility we have to love as Christians, well, that love needs to begin with our own families. With our own families. And then as mom grows older, our responsibility, our love for her, has to take the form of making sure she's cared for, her needs are met. Something that's bound to look different in different families, right? I mean, for any number of factors. I mean, first factor is as mom ages, some moms are more frail than others. And of course, there's also the factor the adult child has different responsibilities. I mean, I've known, couples who both their parents were in, particular circumstances at the same time. So it wasn't like they could take one set of parents in and not the other set of parents in. There's also the adult child's own health condition, own health needs. All those things play into, come into play, rather. And so, every family, even though situations may look similar, the way they handle them may be different. That's just the way it is. Because admittedly, this is a stage of life. Aging mom, aging dad, when there are no easy answers. And the best way to honor mom may be just visits to her house because she's really able to manage her own with just a little help. It may be you're able to take her in to live with you. Or it may be necessary to put mom, in a situation where you hire qualified health professionals to come in and help. Or, the last case, you make sure she's in a health care facility where she's getting the care, the attention, and the love that honors her. And you make sure that you're visiting on a regular basis, spending time with her. Because the way you honor your parents is the way your children will honor you. Something illustrated in a Grimm Brothers fairy tale. It's called The Old Grandfather and His Grandson. It says, once upon a time, there was a very, very old man. His eyes When he sat at the table, he could scarcely hold a spoon. He spilled soup on the tablecloth. Besides that, some of the soup would run back out of his mouth down his chin. Son and the son's wife were just disgusted with this. So finally, they made the old grandfather sit in the corner behind the stove, where they gave him a bowl to eat out of. Food? Well, they really didn't give him enough. But he sat there, just sadly looking at the table, and his eyes would grow moist. One day, his shaking hands couldn't hold the bowl. It fell to the ground, and it broke. The young woman scolded him, but he said not a word. He only started to cry, sob. And after that, they brought him a wooden bowl. They made him eat from that. Once they were all sitting there, the little grandson of 4 years old was pushing some pieces of wood together on the floor. His mother looked down and said, "What are you making, son?" "Oh, I'm making a little trough for you and Dad to eat from when I'm there." Man and the woman looked at one another and they began to cry. They immediately went over and they brought the old grandfather to the table. And from then on, they always let him eat there. And if he spilled a little, they didn't say a thing. As the moral of the story is, always honor Mom. Always honor Mom, because when you do, you're honoring God. Always honor Mom, because when you do, it gives an example for your kids to honor you. So let me ask this morning, considering your circumstances, considering where you are, considering the age of your parents, are you honoring them by being obedient? Are you honoring them by living your life in such a way that it reflects positively on them? Are you living righteously? Are you honoring Mom by making sure she gets the care she needs? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks for moms, for all that they've done for us and the way they bless us and teaching us how to love. But again, we know there's some who didn't have that kind of relationship with their mothers. Lord, we just pray again that they don't grow bitter over that, but Lord, that they might take the opportunity to become a spiritual mom for others. Lord, give us grace, wisdom, to be patient with parents that are growing older, to meet their needs. And Lord, perhaps there's some here who are those aging parents. We lift them before you too, and recognize that there are different stages of life. There are stages of life where we were the ones that were ministering to others. But now at this stage of life, it's time to give our children the opportunity to minister to us. And help us to adjust our attitudes, to accept that, to understand that this is a way that our children are showing us love, are showing us honor. And help us to be understanding and respond to that. Lord, this is our prayer today. As we always want to thank you for the blessings of the people that you put in our lives. And even more, that great cloud of witnesses that you've placed around us who've already gone to be with you. For some of us, that includes our mothers and our dads, who are urging us on to stay faithful to the end. Lord, we thank you and we praise you as we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.